hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you want to hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
And there's a place to find all the answers.
Here we are.
No, it's not John Stadtmiller. It's Rick Adams filling in today for John Stadtmiller, who I'm told is a bit under the weather. Well, I don't blame him. I mean, the way things are, it's very easy to get under the weather these days. You know, it's mentally, physically, it is exhilarating. We do live in exhilarating times, don't we? Oh, we sure do. I'm telling you, these are really the most exciting times that anyone could live in. You come right down to it, we're living in some prophetic days, aren't we? Well, you know that I do the program on from 9 to 11 p.m. weeknights here on Republic, and that's Rick Adams Uncensored. Tonight, Dr. Kasim Khalil, I believe, will be once again gracing the mics to talk about various things, and of course, among them will be the continuing saga of 9/11. And who really carried out the attacks. And we find an interesting array of information coming our way every day. Speaking of that, and planes and bombs and explosives, we have another case of a plane going down in Montana. And this one, of course, is once again, we have the speculators already in the media telling us what might have been responsible for it. Even though the flight over Albany that just happened a couple of months ago certainly was another example where they gave us misinformation and disinformation. So I marvel at how, once again, the media from the AP to NBC, CBS, all of them, Fox included, have continually played investigator and publish whatever it is they wish to publish on various strange occurrences, accidents, plane crashes, train crashes, shootings, and the like. Now, this one, of course, is examining whether a single turboprop plane was overcrowded and overloaded when it took a nosedive into a cemetery, killing 14 people on board. So I guess that's the most appropriate place. Talk about a where to go, huh? Cemetery? My goodness. Very interesting. They say the plane was only designed to carry a total of 11 people, including two pilots. Well, I guess that would be based on weight, wouldn't it? All right, I'm not going to comment on that. Because we really don't know enough. And probably won't. Just like the case of the Albany crash and Beverly Eckert, who was on board that plane. And Beverly, of course, was one of those who was one of the Jersey girls who knew more than she was permitted to know. And also decided to continue to pursue the investigation of 9/11, leading right to Jerusalem. No doubt. She's dead now. Well, when we come back, there are many things that I will bring up to you today on this program, including the subject, once again, of the North American Agenda, a new center in Arizona that has been created for this very purpose. Stay tuned to Rick Adams, right here, filling in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt?
Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay. Filling in is Rick Adams this afternoon, and welcome aboard. One of the interesting points about this new administration of Obama is that it never ceases to amaze me that the more things change, the more they remain the same, right? Sure enough, basically, we're moving in that same direction of disaster and totalitarianism, authoritarianism, big brotherism, certainly more obviously than George Bush. However, George Bush's administration certainly helped us along and gave us every reason to fear him and his administration. But he's not to be outdone by Obama. Neither of these two men have been in a position to honestly and truthfully say they were in the driver's seat. We found that out years ago, didn't we? We found that out with Roosevelt. We found that out with Wilson. We found that out with Truman when he fired General MacArthur and then replaced him with a general who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then, of course, we saw that with Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon, many people feel, I'm not necessarily one of them, but people, many of them feel that Richard Nixon actually had some decent streaks in him, and he intended to sort of use the office of president to try to become president. try to become boss, thinking he could shrug off the monkey on his back of the powerful elite, of the ruling elite, from the CFR and various other front groups for the Rothschilds. Well, he found out that wasn't the case. He got himself Watergated. And, you know, they had to go after Spiro Agnew first. As I've said a few times on my program, Spiro Agnew, vice president at the time, they had to find whatever they could on him to move him out of that position before Richard Nixon could be toppled. Agnew had been governor of Maryland, and, of course, they said that he was involved in some scandalous corrupt activities. And lo and behold, they wound up getting rid of poor Spiro Agnew, who referred to the media as effete snobs. That was Pat Buchanan writing that. And other choice names. Then Nixon's turn to go came. And he did. He went. And we know what followed. And then, of course, going beyond Gerald Ford into the Carter administration, it was the same thing. Essentially the same people in control. But you'll notice there was a zig instead of a zag in the road. Zbigniew Brzezinski, once again, back into the fold. Oh, my goodness. It's just incredible. The same people all over again. And then when Jimmy Carter was of no use to them anymore, and his administration took all of the blame for all of the disasters, and much of it was certainly true, although the things that he was most guilty of were the things the media praised him for, as they did with Richard Nixon, opening the door to communist-occupied China, having the beginning of this great detente with Red China, peaceful coexistence. Those were the terms that were used. We couldn't have peaceful coexistence with Germany or Japan. Oh, no, heaven forbid. But we could with these greatest mass murderers of all time. You see how evil and how dishonest the whole scheme of things was, don't you? Absolutely. So we zigged and we zagged. How did we zig? Well, Jimmy Carter overturned white rule in Rhodesia. It was his administration with the British government that sold Rhodesia down the river. And they said, we got to have an election no matter who. We got to have somebody other than a white man, other than a white face. Ian Smith was terrible. So they proceeded to have a couple of elections, because the first one they didn't like the results of. They didn't like the idea of Bishop Abel Muzorewa, a, quote, moderate, as an alternative to Mugabe. No, they didn't. They said, we've got to get Mugabe in there. Well, they got him in. It wasn't long after that the first major slaughter took place of the Entebbe tribesmen, and the mass graves were uncovered, unearthed, to prove what kind of a cutthroat Robert Mugabe really was. But he was a black man, he was a native, and that's all that mattered. No more white rule, no more colonial rule. The end of that. Let's bring progress to the African continent. And now today, with 90% unemployment, all kinds of disease and famine, pestilence, cholera spreading, the legacy of Jimmy Carter was that, my friends. South Africa the same. We saw the betrayal of Nicaragua to the communists. President Somoza assassinated by the CIA. And then we had the Contra War. But by then we had a new administration, right? We had Mr. Reagan then. And Reagan was that alternative to Jimmy Carter's ultra-liberalism. We bring in a new, fresh face with a new, fresh cabinet. All good, clean, honest-to-goodness men. Cap the Knife, Weinberger and company, uh-huh. Yeah. And that zag took place. First the zig and then the zag, or the zag and then the zig, whatever. Anyhow, you get the picture, right? You know what I'm talking about. More nonsense. Now, in the last two administrations, we have the reverse. We have an alleged conservative administration, Bush, the neoconservative administration, constantly put up as a rubber, if you will, a catchphrase for the new right. This is the new right, not the old right, the new neocon right of George Bush and his alleged obstacles to internationalism and globalism, which, of course, were not true at all. We saw that Bush moved us into the world court, moved us into the international arena more than ever before. And he did it in rather surreptitious ways, in various court cases and so forth. But you see, the media branded Bush the conservative, the fossil. Time for a change, they said. We need a change, a fresh face, a man who had been barely out of his diapers politically, selected as the next, if you will, coronated king in Washington, Mr. Obama. Handpicked, no doubt about it. And I just spoke to a woman today locally who said, I wish I had seen your TV program before I had voted. I said, why? You went and voted for Obama? She said, yes. I said, don't worry about it. Because not only did you vote for Obama and millions of others, but you realize millions voted for John McCain. And neither one of you, whether you, the supporter of Obama, or that man there who supported McCain, really had any choice in the matter. But now, again, the construct is liberal-conservative, conservative-liberal. The reality is, there is no difference between them. There is no such thing as classical liberty. It is all kosher, conservative, socialist, collectivist, Zionist America. Like it or not, my friends, that's exactly what it is. The zag has become the zig, and the zig has become the zag. But remember, we're still moving in the same direction, down that path, that horrible path, not primrose, with that horrible path with the cliff at the end of it. You know the cliff and the coyote and the roadrunner? Well, here we are. We're there at that same impasse. Doesn't matter. And that's where I'd like to begin by mentioning that Arizona State University now has created a new trilateral research center to advance the continuing globalist agenda to integrate the United States, Mexico, and Canada into the North American configuration. I don't like to use the term North American Union as much now. Remember, different administration, same agenda. The North American Center for Trans-Border Studies, or NACS, N-A-C-T-S, makes clear that while North American integration advocates may have backed off promoting the security and prosperity partnership of North America as their vehicle to create the union, the globalist effort to integrate the North American economically and politically continues under different names. Prominent among members of the NACS board are advisors like Mr. Robert Pastor again, here we go, who is, as you know, from the Council on Foreign Relations. He spent more than a decade calling for the creation of the North American community, which would include a central bank to manage a new currency, the Amero, to replace the dollar. Well, we're almost on the break, so I'm going to postpone the rest of this information that I'm giving you when we continue following the break. I do promise we will take some calls for you today as well. And you know the numbers here, toll free, 800-313-9443. That's the number. We shall return with more.
Fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm on. That's what they tell me. I'm not hearing too well today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to pardon me, but it's some technical problems that sometimes are not always smooth, but that's okay. We'll manage to get through it, right? Well, what am I talking about here? I'm talking about the new name, same old agenda for this destruction of America, this unification, this globalist enterprise of the North Americas. And you've heard about it. You've heard about the latest zag in the road, right? The central bank will manage a new currency, the Amero. Well, in the Foreign Affairs magazine, which is the magazine of the Council on Foreign Relations, we had the article, The Future of North America, in which it was declared that the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, is dead in wake of exposure from sources such as us, believe it or not, alternative media, Lou Dobbs, and others. At the National Press Club, NACS director, Rick Van Schoik unveiled a new 28-page document entitled North America Next, a report to President Obama on building sustainable security and competitiveness. How do you like that, huh? So now we have the new alternative, opposite administration in power. A post-neocon, anti-neocon, new fresh face. He may have a real proclivity for spending us into bankruptcy as quickly as he possibly can. But other than that, his best interests are for America. That's what the propagandists have been telling us. Well, it ain't so, obviously. We're speaking about this NACS board, the North American Center for Trans-Border Studies, NACS, N-A-C-T-S. They have recommended essentially what has been recommended by the CFR. That's right. It's the same basic plan. Economic interreaction and integration are being pushed. Under this recommendation of this particular group and the foreign policy people of the CFR, NACS neglected to address whether or not Obama's administration should or would continue or discontinue the operation of some 30 trilateral bureaucratic working groups organized, my friend, organized under the SPP. That's the Security and Prosperity Partnership, to consummate this integration and homogenization, if you will, of U.S. laws and regulations into the North American laws and regulations across a wide array of policy issues, including border security, of which there is none, transportation, health, energy, and the environment. NACS recommended the creation of a revolving fund for infrastructure in North America, in which the three nations would pool resources to maximize the competitiveness benefit vis-a-vis Asia and Europe and jumpstart our collective economic origins. Well, once again, the CFR comes to the rescue. In his 2001 book, Toward a North American Community, Robert Pastor had argued a North American Development Fund would advance the North American integration needed to produce the Union as a super-regional government, according to the model of the EU, the European Union. Pastor was vice chairman in 2005 of the task force. You remember the report by the CFR entitled Building a North American Community. Creating a North American Investment Fund was also a key recommendation of the task force. Now, NACS seeks transportation coordination with Mexico and Canada. This report I've been speaking to you about for the last 20 minutes or so, this report recommends that there is a creation of an effective trade and transportation plan with Canada and Mexico, as well as creating a common border crossing permit with a single window electronic form, a joint customs team, and common U.S.-Mexican and U.S.-Canadian booths to prevent duplication in the border procedures. How do you like that? All right, break time. Be right back with more of the National Intel Report. Rick Adams for John Statner.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Yes, 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 we're back. Rick Adams here, filling in for John today, and it's good to know you're here with us as well. There are many interesting aspects to this merger that is rapidly, seemingly coming to be. Now, as I say, there are zags and zigs in the road, but the road is obviously going in one elemental direction. That direction is moving toward a global universalist empire. We as an empire now, gone from a republic to an empire, are crumbling. And that is absolutely essential in order for the world to be made into an empire ruled right from Jerusalem in those final days of prophecy, as we're seeing now. We're seeing amazing things at lightning speed taking place. So it's no surprise that this NACS recommendation is for a creation of a revolving fund for infrastructures in North America, now with Mexico out of control, seemingly, with the drug wars ever more violent, ever more totally and completely unavoidable. It would seem as if there's going to be a collapse south of the border. And how do you expect them to deal with it? Well, We haven't given up on peace and safety and security yet now. That's part of the matrix, you see. This is part of the dialectic. You've got to break the egg in order to make the omelet. How many times have I said that on my program? You know that. Now, here's the thing. Outside of the transportation coordination with Mexico and Canada and the United States, we have to take a little bit look back now. You remember when Bill Clinton was telling us how wonderful NAFTA was? How great it was? George Bush Sr. telling us what a wonderful thing NAFTA would be. And how wonderful it would be to have free trade zones all over the world. The FTAA was proposed. The CFTAA was proposed. Well, it's interesting because all of these problems now going on in America today, the collapse of the economy, is traced to NAFTA, among other facets. Almost 40 million jobs were created in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico between 1993 and 2007. And today, the executive summary notes, without pointing out that the U.S. trade balances with both Mexico and Canada, guess what, have become negative under NAFTA. According to the U.S. Census Bureau Foreign Trade Statistics, in 1993, the year that President Clinton signed NAFTA into law, the U.S. enjoyed a nearly $1.7 billion favorable balance of trade with Mexico, exporting approximately $42 billion and importing approximately $39 billion. By 2008, the trade balance had reversed such that the United States had a negative almost $65 billion trade balance in Mexico's favor after the U.S. exported approximately $152 billion to Mexico and imported $216 billion. With Canada, the United States in 93 already had a $10.7 billion negative trade balance, which had expanded to a $74 billion negative by the end of last year. So according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the United States manufacturing sector had lost approximately 4 million manufacturing jobs since 2000, my friends. Nearly 25% of the total manufacturing workforce. How do you like that? Oh, my goodness. What a progress report. As the man said, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet, to put it in the vernacular. So, included on this trilateral board of advisors with NACS is Mr. Stephen Blank, co-director of the North American Transportation Competitiveness Research Council. You like these names? Don't they sound nice? They sound so euphemistic, huh? Blank has been the driving force behind North America Works 2, the conference, indeed, held in Kansas City, December 1st and 2nd of 2006. The meeting was organized by, you guessed it, David Rockefeller and his created CFR, Council of the Americas, to dictate North American competitiveness, and the SPP, that's the Security and Prosperity Partnership again. Pastor and Blank are joined on this NACS board by fellow North American Forum of Integration, or NAFI, board member Christine Franchette, who is the founding president and executive director of NAFI. So, it's lining up, ladies and gentlemen, but it may still be a diversion yet, in the sense that if things go as quickly as they may go this year with the economic situation and terror at the south of the border, we may yet be thrust into a bang, smash, just like that New World Order, one world government overnight. Now, you see, people said to me, they said to me, Rick, but, I mean, I don't understand. How can this thing move with at lightning speed the way it has? You'd be surprised how fast things can move. Behind the scenes, right now, as we sit here and do this program, these people, these demons, and they are demons, whether in the flesh or supernatural, these entities are really working toward one goal and one goal only, okay? This is the way I see it now, right from the scriptures. And that is a unified system, a world under one man, one authority, one system that he's created for you. And that man is Satan himself, Lucifer, who wants the world for himself. And he will take many victims, many expendables along the way. How quick can this thing happen? Will we go into this union first and then right into the new world system? Or will we just go right into it? Certain things, I think you'll agree, have to happen first, though, right? Don't you think? Don't you think if this thing is going to happen, we have to have some incident, some huge incident that will have worldwide ramifications at the very least, or something that will be indeed of worldwide destruction, devastating to the entire world, that will be used to bring about this system? What do you think? I wonder. There are many theories. There are many theories floating about right now. Many people talking about it right now. But be assured of one thing. You can't go wrong going right, my friends. Now, what do I mean by that? Am I saying vote for this right-wing politician versus that left-wing? No. Names and labels don't mean a thing anymore. You know that. You know that, and I know that. What I'm saying is if you know the truth will set you free. Only if you know the truth. Pilate said at Jesus' trial, "What is truth?" Typical political answer. Politicians can't deal in objective truth and what is fact and what is not. If they did, they wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't know what to do because they deal in the world of relativity. Just think about this. Now, everybody is saying, all these right-wing congressmen, they're having a field day. Rush Limbaugh's having a field day. Sean Insanity and all these other characters. Say, we told you you should have voted for McCain. Didn't we tell you that? Look at this man. He's taking us into hundreds of trillions of dollars of bankruptcy. My friends, the United States was bankrupt in 1933. My friend, it was all done before. Obama is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. And Obama didn't do it alone. It took the Republicans in Congress and the Democrats working together, by and large, not entirely, but by and large, to bring us to this point. They kept putting off to the future, to generations yet born, to pay the price for their extravagance, for their imprudence. And they say, well, you know, after all, I mean, we owe it to ourselves, the national debt, don't we? Don't we owe it to ourselves? Which, of course, is another nonsensical phrase from the same people who brought us the Federal Reserve Board in America, the central banks of Europe, the French Revolution, World War I, the Great Depression, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, right up to the present malaise. Can't you see the hand of tyranny, the hidden hand of tyranny? Call it whatever you want. I know what it is. You know what it is. And now Glenn Beck's finding out a little bit about it. And others are finding out a little bit about it. They're just beginning to read about it. You know, they're just beginning to get religion. A little late in the game, you'll have to admit. Just a little bit late in the game. You know what they say, better late than never, right? Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, there is nothing new under the sun. The same culprits 2,000 years ago who were responsible for the murder of Jesus are the same ones today who are carrying out the murder of our men and women and the Iraqi civilians in the Middle East, the Afghani people, and the same they have in store for Iran, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, all the way through the Middle East. They have to be brought in one way or another into this new world system, as they call it, the new world. It's really the old world of Satan and his dominion. You see? That's what they're after. Make no mistake about it. So, this little circus that's going on right now in Congress about AIG and the board of directors and all of these profiteers who manage to get these nice big pats on the back and nice big salaried bonuses is nothing but a window dressing event. It has nothing to do, my friends, with what is really happening behind the scenes. And who are the real culprits? Not these characters. Come on. When you're talking millions of dollars in salaries and bonuses, you're talking peanuts. You're talking little shells in a big elephant circus. No, it is far beyond that. And we know. We here at Republic understand that. How many others are finally beginning to wend their way to these airwaves to find out what they have been denied in the pages of their newspaper and in every electronic media forum that is kosher approved, sanctioned indeed by the establishment? Oh, yes. Edgar Bronfman and company. The Newhouse family. All of them giving us the little crumbs from the table that they wish we would just eat up and then regurgitate for them. No, I won't do it, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams is not about that. As I said, the global economic crisis isn't about money. It's about power. And how Wall Street insiders are using these bailouts to stage a major coup d'etat, and that is what they are doing right now. A major coup d'etat. And to sit here and allow them to lie to us is mind-boggling. You know, people talk about the pitchforks. Pat Buchanan talks about it. Get the pitchforks ready. And I'm saying, hey, pitchforks aren't sharp enough. You know, they're not pointed enough. They won't do the job that I would like to see done. And I believe that the American public is being aroused purposefully in this dialectic so that they will snap. That's right. You out there will snap. You've had enough. You're not going to take it anymore. You're mad as hell, and that's the end, right? Go get them. And then the other shoe will drop. This Mexican Revolution right here at the south of the border, this massive, violent spade and this influx of aliens into the country, we haven't seen really in many, many moons, is indeed out of hand. Is indeed out of hand. So, what's going to happen next? What will be the next shoe to drop is the question. These distractions about AIG and who said what to whom and did what to whom, and Chuckie Schumer and Barney Frank, finance committees, and all of that is nothing but a circus. The day we see a real audit of the Federal Reserve and we see an audit of the whole system, will be the day that the camps will open, my friend. Right there on Capitol Hill. The FEMA camps. The last thing Bernanke will allow, and his overseers will allow, is for the Congress to act like a legislative body, right? Am I right or am I wrong? You're right, Rick. See, I told you. That's the last thing they'll allow. But they know the momentum is building. They know this is building up to something. They know what it can lead to. So what are their nefarious plans? Oh, that's very interesting. We know what they are. At least I do. They're not going to sit down and just take this. All right. Break time. Be right back in 3 minutes with more of the National Intel Report. Rick Adams.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
There are two major factors that sell products: sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
All right, here we are. Here we are. It's called the big takeover of American finance, American business, American banks, and the takeover of America externally from the south of the border areas and the north of the border, we might add, as well. What is it all leading up to? Just from a human viewpoint, from a very practical viewpoint. How did it happen? Huh? How did it happen, ladies and gentlemen? Well, it's a long story. While you slept are the words that come to mind. While you slept, they moved in and took over your house. You were asleep. You were watching the boob tube. You were watching Roseanne. Some of you were out there. Don't kid me now. Or Oprah. Or any of the others. Being entertained. Day in and day out. Morning into night. And, of course, having a good time doing it. That's the name of the game. But the reality is this process has taken quite a bit of time. It's gone on for generations, since Roosevelt's time, when the powerful bankster gangsters engineered the Great Depression. And what did they do when they did that? They engineered the Great Depression. They totally stacked the market and brought about the Depression. Not through the collapse of the stock market. That was the indicator, the sign, by the policies of money creation out of nothing. You see, in the backwash of World War I, America had an enormous debt to pay, an enormous financial debt. Of course, Germany had to pay an incredibly, almost unbelievably high, what was it, $35 billion in war reparations after World War I? No wonder Germany would have to see a Hitler. And if it wasn't Adolf, it would be a Rudolf. Well, the same criminals were doing the same thing here in a different way, but leading to the same ultimate results. America would be sapped of her wealth, sapped of her independence and neutrality, sapped of all of her productivity to feed these monsters, these Rothschild monsters. And that they have been doing ever since. So they seduced us. That's how they did it. They seduced us way back after the Depression, after the collapse of the markets, and made us a pauper beggar nation. Theretofore, people had been family-oriented. We were moving from an agrarian society into a more industrialized and urbanized country, yet families prayed together, stayed together, and guess what? Most of them looked to a higher power than government for their daily needs. But once Roosevelt came in, Mr. FDR, fraudulent deficit Roosevelt, came in, they used this man to implement a nanny state, so that from that point on, Americans would now have a mess of pottage by looking to Big Mama and Big Papa. Big Mama and Big Papa didn't have any money. They had nothing. We'll continue hour number two, and we will open the lines, too, in a short time for your calls. Rick Adams filling in for John today on the National Intel Report, right here at Republic.
With recent internet.